it is just like OJ being like, haha, what if I was poor? What if I was stupid? What if I, you know?
Is and Carl, they created Carl. I love when he says they created Carl. I imagine Carl is the white man who lives inside of OJ, mm-hmm. who actually killed Nicole Brown Simpson. Like, that's why he says it wasn't him, is because it was Carl.
That's Carl. That's his Sasha Fierce.
Is there's a couple things in this show. Like, I'm glad you read that article.
Because
the fish store sketch that got cut because he did that fucked up shit, they still kept.
I don't know if it's because of that. I don't think that they were drawing any lines. I don't think anybody there was like there. I don't think there was like a code of ethics.
Nobody
where they were like, oh well, OJ told a 17-year-old that he would fuck her if she was 18.
What about assistant
I feel
director
like that's,
Aaron
that's
Klimt?
Right. That's like right in line with like their ethos, with their code of ethics, because that's like,
well, for some reason they didn't keep it, but all they kept was just, and they just used a little transition scene of OJ, like he's just in the fish store with a fishing rod.
Yeah,
no,
that's
explanation.
All that made the cut is like 20 seconds of like him at the exotic fish store with a fishing rod, which. Look, I'm no detective.
You sure?
Look, I'm not some kind of sleuth or anything.
I thought you was Harriet the Spy.
I feel as though perhaps I can see what was gonna happen next, or what was gonna like he you know.
There's definitely.
He wasn't going to actually do it, but
there's
then,
a scene where he pulls a woman's tube top off with a fishing rod that will never see the light of day. Dog,
yeah.
He's
fishing panties for
some
sure.
of the transitions are better than the whole sketches, like Viva Juice Vegas. The intro.
Oh my
fucking
god.
The intro for Viva Juice Vegas is hilarious, son.
No, is this? I'm so glad you got that title down, because I have pretty extensive, comprehensive notes, but I forgot to write down Viva Juice Vegas.
Viva Juice Vegas.
Because like it's a lot of, because this is, well, I do want to get it. I do want to, well, we can talk about
right.
Viva Juice Vegas in a second. I guess I'm going.
I just skipped Surrealist
chronologically.
Estate. Yeah, I just skipped.
Well, yeah, because we covered B-I-N-G-O-J. Yeah. And then there's
Surreal Estate.
Estate
is the most fucked up.
And then the next one is Viva
Surreal
Juice
Estate
Vegas.
Surreal Estate is like the most community theater ass. What the fuck? Like,
bro, what the fuck? What, there is no, the dude, like, I mean, you want to talk
Surreal
about.
Surreal Estate made me
being,
so mad.
It's so like, they don't know what it is. They don't know what that what the premise
they
is.
They could have, and they were so close to being right. Why wasn't it just
it's
OJ's
so,
house?
So it's right.
What the fuck?
So what happens in? We'll get back into that. OJ and housing situation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is the ownership. We'll get into the rentals.
It'll come back
it'll later.
Come back up.
But what the fuck? So Surreal Estate, this is, and by the way, we will, I don't know if I said this earlier, but we'll have the link in description.
Oh yeah,
so you guys
please.
Can,
everybody
you
needs
know,
a
watch
full
along.
Look at this.
Yeah. And then, you know, yeah. Enjoy the companion piece. If you so choose, if you want to watch it, it's not, it's like, this is one where sometimes we do TV club, film club, and I'm like, you got to watch it to like really get it, to like really experience this episode to its fullest extent. I don't know if that's
maybe
the case
not.
On this one. This is, This is optional. This is not a prerequisite.
It does make sense that this dude would have had cancer. This whole thing plays.
Wait, what is that?
The Juice just seems like it feels like OJ had just found out he had cancer in 06.
Oh.
And he went on a bender and made Juiced.
Yeah. Damn. I mean, that's the only thing that makes this excusable.
Honestly, that's how I watched the whole second half of this.
That's like the only way that I can walk away from this and feel okay about the whole
especially
thing.
Surreal Estate is the most stupidest. It's like OJ and his girlfriend.
Fucking nonsense.
OJ and his porn star girlfriend are at an open house, and then things just get increasingly wacky.
They're at an open house, and then the aforementioned Hamilton, was his name, right? Hamilton. He's coming in and breaking shit.
Yeah.
He's breaking shit, and he's doing this thing where he and they talk about this in the article. He had a whole it was written where he's gonna keep calling OJ Danny Glover, and OJ forgot that was gonna happen
because OJ's
and
trash.
So OJ gets actually mad.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. OJ's trash during all of this. So there's just like this guy's coming in. He's breaking plates and acting weird once again. It's another one where it's just like, what if a guy acted
and
weird?
And also if OJ's horny, because OJ kept making it a point to be like, hey, there's some nice features in that backyard.
Oh yeah, so in the backyard, we're gonna actually, you know, we discussed this earlier, perhaps sort of a man show influence. Mm-hmm. It feels very post man show. And you know, those that remember the man show remember the juggies. They remember every episode would end with, and now girls jumping on trampolines, scantily clad women jumping on trampolines. There's a topless woman jumping on a trampoline, and that's it. That's it. That's like, it's so unclear what the premise is for Surreal Estate. I mean, I guess, yeah, Surreal Estate. It's just like, what if you went to an open house and things were random?
Yeah.
What if a hot chick jumped on a trampoline and a weird guy broke plates in
your
house?
What if you were some sort of degenerate gambler who won a lot and you decided to buy a house in Las Vegas, and then a female escort showed you a house, and then when you got to the open house, it got crazy.
This has got to be like, I mean, the women employed on this show are mostly escorts,
right? They have
probably
to be some of the first women to ever use Backpage. I believe we saw a roster of Backpage frontiers.
Yeah. Yeah, that is how it feels. Surreal Estate is one that really is such a fucking
mess.
It's
just ridiculous.
Surreal Estate is fucking insane.
It makes me mad.
A lot of these, like, it's like it makes sense. This one straight up doesn't make sense. This one, and I'm not saying that in like any. Obviously, I'm not saying that in like a wow, this is elevated. This is a Lynchian. I'm not saying it in like a oh man, this is they really went surreal on
this
one.
State.
Whoa. No, it's literally just like. So fucking dumb.
What in the fuck? And all they had to do was the same exact sketch with Hamilton being more of a dickhead, and then OJ appears at the end.
Right.
The owner of the house is gonna be so mad, and then you have OJ come out.
Have him be the real estate agent.
Anything.
It's like anything. To call it a flimsy premise would be
this you know, premise.
I don't know.
This premise had Peyronie's disease. You know what Peyronie's disease is?
Yeah, it's
thinking that's when your penis is too bent. This shit was not flimsy at all. This shit was curved, bent, backwards the wrong way.
No, there's some wrong curvature. Ridiculous on this one for sure.